Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Okay, I think we got Isabel on the phone with us.
Hey.
Hi, Isabel. Have you heard from Tim?
No. Okay. Yeah, I don't really know what's going on, but Tim and I went on our first date last weekend, and I thought it went pretty well, but we joked around the whole time, had a great dinner, and...
Now
I've texted him several times. I even sent him Instagram DMs, and I've received no response.
And this is the weekend before last weekend, so it's been about, 10 or 11 days? So, did anything happen, Isabel? We ask this to everybody. Did anything happen on the date? Where, you know, maybe he seemed uninterested, or he wasn't, maybe you thought maybe he wasn't into it as much as you were?
I mean, not that I know. Like I said, we had good chemistry. We had plenty of things to laugh about. And I'm not sure why he's ghosting me. I kind of wish he would just say, hey, I'm not interested, instead of, leaving me hanging.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with that. And what is it about Tim that you really like? You guys went out. Obviously, you enjoyed it. But what was it about Tim that makes you want to see him again?
I thought he was funny, he's cute, and we had really good banter leading up to our first date. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I just thought the chemistry was there.
But he's leaving you hanging. All right, here's what we're going to do. Isabel, we'll call Tim and see if he'll come on the show with us. If he says yes, get some answers, hopefully lead you to a second date on Second Date Update.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on a brief hold, Isabel.
Hello?
Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Hi, Tim. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf, and we are just... Would you have a minute to talk to us this morning?
I'm sorry, what? This is a radio calling?
Yeah, so we do a segment on our show, the morning show here at The Wolf.
And we're actually on the radio right now, we have to tell you that.
But we just want to talk to you for a minute about a date you went on. We do a segment called Second Date Update, where we call people who haven't gotten back to somebody they've gone on a first date with. And we're calling on behalf of Isabel. Do you remember? And it was just about a week ago that you guys went out for drinks and dinner.
Oh, yeah, dude, trust me, I remember Isabel. I will forever remember Isabel, unfortunately. I can't believe that she actually has time to get people involved in our business because, she's just constantly catering to her stupid dog.
Wait, she brought her dog on the date?
No. Well, not physically, but, the dog was there. That's honestly the only thing that she could talk about. Okay. You know, I was really excited to go on this date.
Yeah.
We've been texting for weeks. I was excited to meet her, but when we finally got together, she would not shut up about her damn dog. And I love dogs, right? Yeah. I'm happy to talk about dogs.
Right.
Every other thing she said was about her dog. I could barely get a word in edgewise.
Okay, really? And that's the reason you've decided to ghost her.
If you were there, you would understand. Yeah. I would be talking about different things, and she'd interrupt me with videos of her dog, doing the most basic things, like her dog playing fetch, her dog sleeping.
Right.
There was a point where she insisted we turn on her doggy cam, the nanny cam.
Oh, I love when we... No, I have one of those, too. Yeah, this is how I would probably go, hey, here's my dog sleeping while we're out Hi, Isabel. Tim, I forgot to tell
Isabel,
you.
We have Isabel, by the way, on
She's
the line.
Here. Isabel, is that true? Oh, did you go a little overboard with the dog stuff?
I don't even know what he's talking about because I don't know why you're ghosting me just because of my precious little cupcake. I just showed you a couple videos, and you can cut them.
Your dog's name alone is enough reason to not talk to you. Cupcake is an insulting name for a dog. And by the way, when you showed me your dog, I thought it was a rat. So,
I cannot believe you would say such horrible things about an adorable little animal. You know you're heartless.
Listen. Hey, Isabel, I like dogs, just not yours. I'm not going to kiss somebody. You kiss your dog on the mouth. I'm not going to kiss somebody who kisses their dog on the mouth. It's disgusting. I'm not going to kiss those lips.
Okay, I'm in shock at the things you're saying now. Cupcake and I didn't do anything to deserve such hatred.
Yeah, I got to say, listen, Tim, and I get this. Isabel, you made it about your dog and not yourself. Tim's there to find out more about you. Now, Cupcake is part of your life.
Right.
And an important part of your life. But Tim wants to find out more about you. In your defense, I think Tim's being just a little too cruel.
No, I want to be clear. It's not Cupcake that's the problem. It's okay. Isabel that's the problem. Okay. It was like a monologue about her dog for 3 hours. Like, when I say that is literally the only thing we talked about, I mean that. It is the only thing we talked about.
I can't believe this. Honestly, I can't believe I wasted my time on someone who could be so cruel. I'm done. I'm hanging up.
Isabel, don't hang up.
You wasted time? Like, it was 3 hours of my life where I had to hear about a dog that I've never met. So sorry.
Let me just back up here. If Isabel didn't talk about her dog, and maybe there's too much water under the bridge here, but if Isabel didn't talk about her dog, and we don't get to do this with every second date update, but we are here to offer you the opportunity to go out on a second date at our expense.
No, thank you. I'm hanging up now because I got to go take Cupcake for a while.
All right. Okay. Bye, Cupcake. Bye, Isabel.
I'll make it easy. No is the short answer. If you have another girl on the line, I'm happy to chat with her as long as she doesn't talk about her dog exclusively.
Just real quick, though, Tim, did it strike you as like maybe could you have said something during the, because if you're spending a couple hours with somebody, you said 3 hours, like, you know, at some point in time, you just say, hey, like, look, is there something else to talk about? Did you try changing the subject or just it was just too much? It was over
100%. Every time I tried. And I would, it's not even like I would talk about myself. I'd ask her a question about, you know, how's your job? Or like, what about family? Or what do you do on the weekends? Things like that.
Came back to Cupcake.
It would always go directly back to her dog.
Here, listen, all right. If you hate dogs, Tim
I do not hate dogs.
No, okay. But you'd rather date somebody that, we'll have Tim hang on with us here for a bit. Tim, if you're up, I don't know what you got planned today, but
we'll find you a date. Someone who won't talk about their dog.
We'll keep the second date lines open this morning. Hey, Tim, I know Isabel, I think she's left. Isabel, you're gone, right? Yeah, I think I heard a dial tone. Thanks, Tim, for being on.
Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Second date update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.